Welcome to the 1% Leadership Podcast, where we challenge teachers and coaches to write their own story and improve by 1% each day so they can have a greater impact on their students and athletes. This is episode number 183 of the 1% Leadership Podcast. I'm your host, John Barth, and today's challenge for August 30th is, are you someone who sees a limit and stops, or someone who challenges the limits set by yourself or others? What is something you can do today to push past the limits of what you think is possible? Today's challenge comes from our fundamental of success of being a lighthouse. George Norris is considered by some to be one of the greatest senators in the history of the United States. Hailing from the state of Nebraska, Norris was elected to four consecutive terms in the House of Representatives before switching houses of Congress and serving a 30-year tenure in the Senate. Although officially a Republican, most considered Norris an independent because he maintained loose ties with his party and even said, quote, he would rather be right than regular, end quote. Norris is known for many positive changes during his time in Congress. He authored the 20th Amendment to the Constitution, which removed the lame duck session of Congress. He supported the use of presidential primaries, as well as direct election of U.S. senators. And he co-authored the Norris-LaGuardia Act, which restricted the use of injunctions in labor disputes. Norris is probably most known for his introduction of the bill to establish the Tennessee Valley Authority to improve the standards of living for people in that region of the country. But according to George Norris, possibly his greatest impact came through his greatest failures. The first of his two major failures came in 1917 during World War I. Norris was opposed to American entry into the war, and when President Woodrow Wilson proposed to arm United States naval ships that were being attacked by German forces, Norris led a filibuster in the Senate to prevent Congress from approving the action that he felt would bring America on a crash course into the war. Although Norris's filibuster tactic worked, President Wilson immediately called a special session of Congress. But a review of the statutes revealed that the president didn't even need congressional action to arm ships. Eventually, America did become involved in World War I. But the worst part for Norris was that his constituents of his home state of Nebraska did not appear to support him, as the Nebraska state legislature publicly decreed their support for President Wilson and his policies. Norris was so distraught that he called for a special election and agreed to step down if the people voted against him. He said his approach had always been, quote, to do what in my own heart I believe to be right for the people at large, end quote. However, when Norris returned to his home state to explain himself to the people of Nebraska, he was met with overwhelming support, and the governor of Nebraska canceled the special election. For the next 11 years, George Norris enjoyed fame and political fortune until the presidential election of 1928, when he went against his own Republican Party and endorsed Democrat Al Smith because Smith's political views fell in line with his own. Norris said he, quote, would like to abolish party responsibility and in its stead establish personal responsibility, end quote. Unfortunately for Norris, the Republican Herbert Hoover defeated Al Smith in a landslide victory, with nearly the entire state of Nebraska voting for Hoover. Just like his attempt to keep Woodrow Wilson from arming ships and getting America involved in World War I, Norris's support for Al Smith was a complete failure. And yet the mindset of George Norris was that his failures were as important as his successes. He said, quote, it happens very often that one tries to do something and fails. He feels discouraged, and yet he may discover years afterward that the very effort he made was the reason why somebody else took it up and succeeded. I really believe that whatever use I have been to progressive civilization has been accomplished in the things I failed to do than in the things I actually did do. End quote. So how about you? Are you someone who sees a limit and stops, or someone who challenges the limits set by yourself or others? What is something you can do today to push past the limits of what you think is possible? So what can we learn from George Norris? We can learn that when facing limits, we should see it as a win-win situation. If we stick to the principles of our integrity and do what we believe in, maybe we'll bust through those limits. And that's great because people will see it's possible to break those limits. But even if we fail like George Norris, people may be inspired by our actions. They see that we weren't afraid to try, and they may take it upon themselves to pick up where we left off, or they may make their own attempt to break through the limit. So we need to understand that we can be a lighthouse for our students and athletes by taking action that supports our beliefs, even in the face of limits. Because whether we succeed or whether we fail, those young people are watching to see if we stick to our beliefs and values. And when we do, we increase our positive impact on those students and athletes by giving them a better version of ourselves every day.